to the Pearl House podcast. We have an exciting episode for you today, and we're so thankful that you've joined us because we are recording this in Ghana, and the three of us as founders are together in Ghana, which doesn't happen very often. Hey. So we have Courtney Garland.
Hello.
Steve Bullard.
Hey.
And myself, Courtney Bullard, and we are so excited to tell you about an amazing weekend that we had together.
Yes, it has been so fun and so fun-filled and so eventful. It's been an exciting weekend.
It is. Are you all tired?
A little bit tired, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. Okay, so we want to tell you just kind of all that happened in case you didn't catch it on our social media, if you weren't here in Ghana with us, which we missed all of you that could not come. It started Thursday night here in Ghana. And so, Steve, tell us about Thursday night.
So we had a little birthday party, Ghana style, with the pearls, and we had some cake, we had some bubbly juice, sparkling juice, and we had a lot of fun.
We did. We had the tradition of cutting the cake, and everyone got two pieces of cake, which is super fun. We had a giant cake and popcorn, and
the popcorn was so good. There was sugar on the popcorn. It doesn't get any better than that.
We do popcorn well in Ghana.
I mean, right? Come on now.
Yeah.
And the cake, not only did we do the ceremony part of it, but I was a little concerned when Miss Courtney Garland was walking around with the large knife as she was cutting the cake, and it was a very powerful moment.
You were circling the room looking for a volunteer to cut the cake, but your body language looked like you were looking for someone to cut.
Yeah, I was just trying to find the right people to help serve for this occasion.
I was about to cut behind the couch.
Yes.
I don't know all the Ghana traditions.
But then we got to have a slideshow and like watch pictures from the past 10 years. And that was really fun just to see the pictures of the girls when they first came and when they were so young, and they were just laughing the whole time.
So funny.
Yeah.
Seeing themselves 5 years ago.
Yes. So that was a highlight. And then I don't know who started it, but when they began to put icing all over everyone's faces.
Yeah. There was a lot of icing in the room.
There was a lot. It was so fun, but very sticky.
It wasn't really war paint, it was like party paint.
Yes. There you go.
It was so fun.
Perfect.
So it was a perfect way to kick off an amazing weekend.
And there was a lot of frosting to spare. I don't know if I've had a cake with that much frosting before. Not that I'm complaining.
No, it was
a
good cake.
It was fine.
So that was Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into Friday, where we headed to the Pearl House Academy for the fun fair.
Fun fair!
Yes! So, Courtney, I can't even imagine all of the coordination that it took to do this. So tell us a little bit about the fun fair.
Yeah, it was basically a one-day carnival at the school. We had a bouncy house. There were relay races. There were games for preschool, for the older kids. There was face painting, all kinds of food, all kinds of snacks. It was a pretty exciting day. It was definitely a fair of fun at the school.
I loved how they rotated stations. And so I was doing a station. Steve, I know you. What was your station that you were doing?
My station was called Swap Seat.
Oh,
you know, you have one fewer chair, one less chair. Someone home can correct me on my grammar. I hope Miss Turpin from ninth grade English isn't listening. You had one less chair and whatever you like. The person in the middle says you like something. Everybody has to switch seats if they also like something. You say, I like pizza. Everybody gets up and scrambles for a new chair. There were 10-minute rotations.
Yes.
And about minute 7, it started getting physical and violent. So it was just long
so
enough.
So it ended at the right time.
Yay,
okay, good.
All I know is at my station, we're playing our game, and I look up, and a couple of mascots show up in full costume.
Santa Claus and Baby Bop.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty sure we've never appeared in public together before.
It was a special day in history.
It really was, with amazing Ghanaian music in the background. It
yes.
just was. It filled all the senses. It was fantastic.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you just look up and see those two characters walking across the grass, you wonder if it's a side effect of the medicines at first. I'm not sure what's happening.
Santa, baby. What medicines? Your
malaria
medicines?
Because it does list some side effects, hallucinations of some sort. But anyway, it's like the star of Christmas and the supporting actor of Barney.
Yes, yes. It was such a fun day. And they were face painting. Mm-hmm. And I got in there and face painted a little bit. And
yeah, and our visitors that were here worked so hard.
Yes.
They were working hard the whole day and just helping with all the different stations and working together with our teachers. Like, it took a lot of people to make it happen.
It did.
But it was really fun.
We have almost 500 students. That's a lot of coordination.
A lot of kids.
A lot of sunlight.
Yes. It was a sunny day, wasn't it?
It was a great, great day. Okay, so that was Friday.
Yeah.
And then we continue on to Saturday.
And before we jump into Saturday, I just want to say, before anyone jumps into the comments, I realize Jesus is the star of Christmas. Okay, continue.
Thank you. And Friday night.
Oh, yes. Yes. How about Friday night?
Friday night, we had a bonfire.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I've never been to a bonfire in Ghana.
Well, you don't usually look for additional heat when you're visiting Ghana.
Yes, maybe that's why.
We found it.
And it was not just... I think in the States, when I've gone to a bonfire, you're probably in your mind, you know what that looks like. This is not that. This is a celebration with a bonfire going. It's almost this after effect.
Is it like 6 feet tall, 8 feet tall?
It was a little taller than me.
Okay.
So about 6-7 feet tall.
Yes. There you go.
But we started out and there's music that we ate, amazing food.
Choral group.
Yes, the choral group.
Lots of dancing.
And they brought in amazing pineapple juice. I've never drank that great.
Touch of ginger.
It was so good.
I feel like Millie did that for me. She
probably added some ginger in there for you.
It was really fun.
And there was a smoke machine and lights. Like, it was a full show.
Red carpet. There was a red carpet. It was pretty fantastic.
Three extremely bright lights shining on the audience at all
times. Yes.
Yes. It was so great.
Fun.
Normally, I don't wear my shades at night, Corey Hart, but I needed to.
There you go. And it was... That was a full day because the school started early that morning and then the bonfire went late into the night.
Yes, it did. And so we were not much sleep, but I think we're going on adrenaline because it was so fun.
Yeah.
And that was all just the pregame show for Saturday, which was the big show.
Yes. So Saturday we were able to have really our first large event at the Pearl House Haven, which is now complete, which praise the Lord. It's amazing. A beautiful building. So upstairs, we all gather. How many people do you think were there?
I've been wondering that same thing. I'm guessing maybe 400.
Wow.
But maybe more. I'm trying to remember how many chairs we rented, but
wow,
pretty good number there.
And I think what's amazing is just looking out, we had girls from both of our career centers. Mm-hmm. We had all the Pearls there, all of our visitors there. And then there were people of really high positions here in Ghana.
Yeah. We're honored to have, we invited a lot of stakeholders, you know, people who are involved in the work of caring for children and preventing trafficking and, you know, Department of Social Welfare that's always looking out for the well-being of the children in Ghana, and some pretty just valuable people were able to come, and we're really honored to have them kind of come and learn more about the work that we do and encourage and support us by being there.
Yeah. And also that you had sponsors for the event. So people in Ghana are seeing the work and they're giving back. It's amazing.
Yeah. We had several companies that donated their services or products or time to help make the whole event a success.
Yes. It was great. And the program was, I mean, it was an event in itself. And so even though it was about 4 hours long, it felt maybe about an hour. So what was your favorite part of Saturday, Steve?
I don't know. It was so great. I mean, all the performances.
Yes. Yep. You know,
both career centers performed. The Academy had a couple of different performances. The Pearls had different performances. I don't know. At the very end, I think when the Pearls got up and sang together.
Mm-hmm.
I think they sang You Say or something. Mm-hmm. That was really good. That was kind of a great culmination of a wonderful day. But it just is more of just the whole thing. You know, Ms. Drew's MC did a great job, and everyone, you could tell, put so much time into it. It was just a nonstop party, start to finish. It was great.
It was packed, that's for sure.
It was. Did you have a favorite part?
Man, I don't know. I love the fashion showcase, having our Career Center girls like show off their dresses and their hairstyles that they've been working on. That was really neat to see. And the cultural dance, like, I feel like they worked really hard and did a really, really good job. And
yes.
I always love when we can highlight the beautiful culture of Ghana in anything that we do. So I think that was really neat too.
I think the part I had to hold tears back. There were several parts, but toward the end, when they called us up on stage and they presented the paintings of the Pearl House that we each get to have and take home with us. Steve, you and I will hang in our house. We'll be one at the Pearl House.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, that was just a really special moment.
Very sweet.
Yeah,
very
sweet. So we ended with that.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, we gathered together, had devotion, and just celebrated all God did on Saturday during the program. And then we didn't stop there. Went into Sunday.
More fun.
We did. So Sunday we got together again at the Pearl House Haven upstairs and have church together. And I love seeing on the sign, it was like Pearl House Chapel. We all got together. And so tell about that, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Sunday morning it was cool to go back to the place. We did the celebration the day before, but this time it was for church. So it was a more of a intimate gathering. We still had the Career Center girls. And so it was still just kind of all of our Pearl House, you know, the Pearls, the students and all them. And it was just a neat time, to get together. We got to tell the Pearl House story, which was kind of a first for us to really, I don't know how many people
to get to do that in Ghana.
Have gotten to hear that from us.
Yes.
I'm sure most of them pieced it together from talking to us, a lot of people that were there, but I'm sure the Career Center girls and leaders and many of our Pearls didn't know. You know, it's how we feel about people in other countries. We kind of, if we admit it, we all think everybody knows each other. If you meet someone from Spain, you're like, oh, do you know Carlos? You know, I mean, they think we all just magically knew each other, but to hear, help them understand how God was really in this, how we met. It wasn't just because we all live in America and go to America High School. Or
whatever. Right. Mm-hmm.
God had to bring us together.
Yeah.
I think they saw that. I think you could tell they were very intent on this.
Yeah.
That was a highlight.
It was fun.
Lots of great music.
Yeah.
Wonderful message by Reverend Dr.
Aneem. Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Our board chairman did a great job preaching. And, you know, I think it was fun to talk about the story and then to hear his message on sticking to our mission and our vision. And just a reminder of just kind of step out of it and see what we've done and reflect on that and then dream about what the future may hold. Mm-hmm. But when you remember how God put it together, it was a good reminder that just as he's held the last 10 years, he will hold the next 10, 20, 100 years. And our job is to continue to be faithful and to continue to give him glory. And I hope that's what all the celebrations did this week, is just make him known and for everyone to see what he has done. Like that was very much my goal. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's what people saw. Was his work here.
I think it was, had opportunities to do that where, you know, I think of the theme really for Pearl House, but also the weekend, everyone who got up to speak, hope was talked about.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I love how God does that where you don't even have to, you know, communicate about what are you going to talk about? Okay, I'm going to talk about that also. We'll play off of each other, you know, kind of come together, but how God just does that. And so, like someone would talk about hope, but you know, we know our hope is in Jesus Christ, but how we're offering hope with the Pearl House. And I don't know how you cannot, when you see Pearl House, how you can't see God in it. I mean, it's just evident, you know?
Yeah.
And you did a great job communicating that to all who came.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I'm really proud of our staff. They worked so hard to make all of this happen. So I'm really, really proud of them and the work that they did. And they really made a lot of sacrifices, and I'm very grateful for them.
Yeah. I think too, looking out and seeing everyone, it was a great reminder to me of, and just a great visual of how many people are a part of this and how many people have to be willing to know they're working for the Lord and know that this is, the work is important and impactful and powerful, and just that they, I'm so thankful that so many people have said yes to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I think for me, one of the big takeaways just in absorbing everything and taking it all in from the weekend is, cause it's, and a lot of people came up to us and said, can you just even believe all of this? And they're trying to be complimentary, like, hey, look what you started. Look what's happened. And obviously it's not because of us. It's because of God. And that was another reminder. But sort of to semi-shamedly give ourselves a pat on the back. We came over here with a vision. You moved here, Courtney G. We, 6,000 miles away with a vision, came over here with a vision, brought a vision, but we allowed Ghanaians to shape the function of the vision. We came over here with a desire to give hope and bring hope and the energy, but it doesn't look like how we dreamed it at first.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing because we came over open-handed and allowed the vision to be shaped by people who understand the culture.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat. That was just something I thought about. It's neat that it played out differently than we thought it would, because that's the way it should be. Because how could we possibly know what they need?
Right.
They know what they need.
Right. Well, and also I feel like God has shaped it and developed it and made it bigger than any of us ever dreamed.
Yeah, I wouldn't have signed up for this.
Me either. Peace out.
Yeah. This is in my imagination.
Yeah.
No. Do you feel like we've aged over the years? For the 10 years we've been doing this.
At least 30 years older.
Thank you, U.S. President.
Yes. Claire always makes that joke. But I don't think it's a joke. I think it's actually.
No, it's
oh, it's real.
It's real. But, you know, as the gray comes, the Bible says it's a crown of wisdom.
There you go.
From the Lord.
But it's really been a great weekend, and so
yes.
Glad that you all were able to come, and like some of our U.S. board and our visitors. It was great to get to celebrate together.
It really was. It really was. So we want to thank you and just really know you were honored as well this weekend as we prayed for sponsors, prayed for those who have given, who are prayer warriors, all the people who have said yes to being a part of God's work here in Ghana. We want to say thank you. And we cannot wait to see what the next 10 years hold and really what tomorrow holds, what God has for us. But we just keep walking in obedience and trusting the Lord and listening. And it's exciting to see what's to come.
Thanks for being a part of the Pearl House for the past 10 years or however long you've been involved. Thanks for being a part for the next 10 years. Bring others alongside us. This is all of us in this together with God doing his work with his wonderful people and these amazing girls. And we're so glad you're with us. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Like, subscribe, comment on how amazing Courtney did, and get on me for everything I said. We'll see you next time.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Pearl House podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can make a difference, visit thepearlhouse.org.